KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska nonprofits face immense uncertainty due to the Trump administration's pause on federal grants and loans. That's the message state lawmakers heard during a House Judiciary meeting yesterday. Lori Wolf is executive director of the 4-Acre Group, a state nonprofit association that advocates for the sector. She says nonprofits in the state receive about $1.2 billion from the federal government each year, and that funding impacts every Alaskan.
Every Alaskan is a nonprofit beneficiary because nonprofits are woven into the fabric of our communities.
Wolf says if taken as its own job sector, nonprofits would be the second largest in the state, behind resource extraction and ahead of fishing. She says services provided by the roughly 35,000 nonprofit employees in Alaska range widely from medical care and housing to fire safety and child care. In the weeks since the Trump administration's partial freeze of federal funds, Wolf says 4-Acre heard concerns from over 150 nonprofits across the state. She says nonprofits reported that they rely on the federal government for anywhere from 22 to 100% of their funding.
At 10 to 40% of the workforce across Alaska, this would upend entire local economies. Private philanthropy in Alaska also cannot make up for the difference in the loss of government investment. They are a leveraging tool, a sole source option.
Committee Chair Andrew Gray, a Democratic representative from Anchorage, says lawmakers expect to hear from state agencies about potential impacts from the federal funding freeze at a future date. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is entering its second week of deliberations on Southeast Alaska fishing regulations in Ketchikan. The 7-person board meets every 3 years to vote on changes to how state fish and game manages the region's fisheries. The board spent all of last week weighing regulations on shellfish and groundfish, like shrimp, crab, and rockfish fisheries. They voted on those changes over the weekend. They now turn their attention to finfish, like salmon and herring. The session kicked off with presentations from area management biologists on Sunday. Some of the most controversial and anticipated proposals of the meeting will be before the board this week, like slashing the production of hatchery pink and chum salmon and major revisions to the state's management plan for king salmon across gear groups. There are nearly 90 finfish proposals before the board. The meeting launched into public testimony and Indigenous traditional knowledge reports yesterday. Nearly every seat in the House was full, which is a stark contrast to week one. The Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting on Southeast is being held at the Ted Ferry Civic Center in Ketchikan. The board will likely start voting on salmon, trout, and herring changes on Friday. Their 2-week meeting is scheduled to conclude on Sunday. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, committed to taking travelers deeper into the wonders of planet Earth. Each expedition cruise is guided by a diverse team. natgeoexpeditions.com/cruises.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Development projects need dozens of environmental permits from multiple agencies to move forward. It's federal law. On January 15th, then-President Joe Biden's Pentagon ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to kill permits for a road megaproject in northern Alaska. KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports that now, under President Donald Trump, those permits aren't dead, but in limbo.
The Ambler Road Project proposes building 211 miles of gravel road branching west from the Dalton Highway. Several tribes and conservation organizations say the road would have irreparable effects on the land and subsistence resources. Mining companies and development supporters, including Governor Mike Dunleavy and the Alaska Congressional Delegation, say the road is necessary to access a mining district. The first Trump administration greenlit the project. Multiple lawsuits challenged it, and after a lengthy review process, The Biden administration rejected part of the project in June of 2024, halting the entire thing.
So that left still the overarching 404 Clean Water Act permit in limbo.
That's Rob Rosenfeld, a tribal rights consultant for several tribes who oppose the Ambler Road. 404 permitting is a part of the Clean Water Act. When developers need to dredge or fill wetlands, they need 404 permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. Ambler Road has these permits to cover the entire length of the road corridor, over 1,400 acres of wetlands. Rosenfeld says the Corps should have killed the project's 404 permits after the Biden administration's actions in June, but he says it dragged its feet.
And finally, in the 11th hour, on January 15th, the Assistant Secretary of the Army issued the order to revoke.
Rosenfeld says the Corps' inaction was against the wishes of 88 tribal governments that opposed the project. Corps spokesperson John Budnick confirmed the directive and timeline by email. Despite the January 15th directive, the permits remained suspended, not quite dead. Rosenfeld says it is uncommon for a commander or his staff to ignore orders issued by a superior officer.
I mean, the chain of command in the Department of Defense is something that's typically unbreakable. And I don't know if I've ever heard of it, of such a thing. It was either done intentionally or somebody defied it accidentally.
On his first day in office, Trump ordered that Biden's decision on the road be thrown out and replaced with Trump's own pro-development decision. Budnick says with the change of administration, the Corps is awaiting guidance, and more information from the Corps is pending. Representatives of multiple pro-road interests, including the state-backed Economic Development Corporation and three mining companies with stakes in the region, could not be reached for comment. Bridget Passarianos is the senior staff attorney for Trustees of Alaska, an environmental law firm based in Anchorage. She says the Corps has some options in the near future.
The Army Corps could, in theory, go forward with revoking the permit at a future time. They could reinstate the permit. They could modify the permit.
Passarianos says, in the meantime, the permitting is sort of paused. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the every day, put a little
Yeah, good morning, everybody, out here in Southwest Alaska. Another beautiful day. Just a breath of wind, and yeah, it's supposed to be dry today. A little cloudy, but no rain. We had some rain last night, or this morning. Temperature, according to the news, was 37. I had ice on my ATV, so it's a little cooler than 37. But it's going to be another beautiful day in paradise today. Do you ever get tired of being in paradise? I don't. We'll start out with George Jones, but Still Doing Time. I thought Jimmy Day was with Bang Bang. It reminds me of an old Cher song. After that, we have Zeb Turner with Chew Tobacco Rag.
Has it been a year since the last time I've seen her? My God, I could swear it was 10. And the ocean of liquor I've drank to forget her is gonna kill me, but I'll drink till then. I've been living in hell with a bar for a sail, still paying for my cheating crime. Oh, and I've got a long way to go, still doing time. Still doing time in a honky-tonk prison. Still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. My poor heart is breaking. There's no escaping. Each morning I wake up and I find still doing time. Oh, when you're caught cheating twice, it's 20 life in a place where the sun never shines. And tomorrow you're gonna find me right here, still doing time. Still doing time in a honky-tonk prison. Still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. Her heart is breaking, oh, but there's no escaping. Each morning I wake up and I find still doing time. Still doing time.
I met a gal named Lulu. Lulu didn't give a whang. She started out to wreck me. She started with a bang.
Bang, bang, bang away my Lulu. Bang away good and strong. I'll miss my Lulu when my Lulu, Lulu's gone.
I took her to the party to see the home folks and the kin. Wham, wham, bang, bang, Lulu's gone again.
Bang, bang, bang away my Lulu. Bang away good and strong. I'll miss my Lulu when my Lulu, Lulu's gone.
Thank you.
hit me with a bucket, she hit me with a pan. She put the bulldog on me, and that old shotgun went bang.
Bang, bang, bang away, my Lulu. Bang away good and strong. How I miss my Lulu when my Lulu, Lulu's gone.
She chased me through the orchard, doing me plenty harm. Wham, wham, thank you, ma'am. I'm heading for the barn.
Bang, bang, bang away, my Lulu. Bang away good and strong. I'll miss my Lulu when my Lulu, Lulu's gone.
Switch over to Johnny Cash. We have The Wall, and after that, Wings in the Morning, and then I got Johnny with Emmy Lou Harris with a piece called As Long as I Live.
There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time staring at the wall, staring at the wall. As he looked at the wall, so strong and tall, you could hear him softly curse. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. Well, the warden walked by and said, son, don't try. I'd hate to see you fall, for there is no doubt they'll carry you out if you ever touch that wall. If you ever touch that wall. Well, a year went by since then. Ain't that the truth? Well, a year's gone. Them mean bastards, ain't they? Well, a year's gone by since he made his try. But I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died, but he never made that wall, never made that wall. Well, there's never been a man ever shook this can, but I know a man who tried. The newspapers called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide.
Wings in the morning and license to fly, straight through the portals of nevermore die. Nevermore pain in the mold making bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. My grandfather lived by the book all his life, on rich bottom land with 12 kids and a wife. He never saw TV nor rode a jet plane, but he knew that heaven was holding his plane. Wings in the morning and license to fly, straight through the portals of nevermore die. Nevermore pain in them old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. The salt of the earth, yet with faith in the Lord, they all got together in that one accord. And what could be greater than God's guarantee that we can have heaven for eternity? Wings in the morning and license to fly, straight to the portals of nevermore die. Nevermore pain in them old making bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. Rocks in the road and we stumble and fall. Light's getting low so we don't see it all. But I promise you on that getting up day, wings in the morning we'll fly away. Wings in the morning and license to fly, straight to the portals of nevermore die. Nevermore pain in the old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. Wings in the morning and license to fly, straight to the portals of nevermore die. Nevermore pain in the old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. If it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I'll love you dear as long as I live.
It was easy, said.
Sing it, pretty Emily.
Then we parted, then we'd forget we ever met. I haven't forgotten. I wonder if you have, or if your heart's too full of regret.
As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I'll love you dear as long as I live.
That's Chuck Cochran on the piano.
I never thought
That night we parted, that life alone would be oh so sad. I know it sounds funny, but I'll never forget you. You're the only joy I ever had. As long as I live,
everybody sing.
If it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering
always,
forever and ever. I'll love you here as long as I live. I'll love you here as long as I live.
Yeah, coming up we have a little bit of Alison Krauss. This first one is going to be with Terry Clark, a piece called Smile. And then Alison Clark in Union Station with Choctaw Hayride. After that, same group with Lucky One.
She packed my lunch up in a box for my first day of school. I said, I wish you could go with me today. She said, you're gonna be alright, just like I promised you. Just remember anytime you feel afraid, I want you to smile and know you're not alone. Dry those little eyes, I'll be here when you come home. I'm always in your heart, even when we are apart. It's only for a while, so I want you to smile. She packed my suitcase in the trunk when I turned 18 and drove me all the way to Tennessee. She said, I know you're gonna make it, I've got faith in you. And while you're out there chasing down your dreams, I want you to smile. No, you're not alone. Dry those little eyes, I'll be there when you come home. I'm always in your heart, even when we are apart. It's only for a while, so I want you to smile. Still believed. So she used the tools God gave her, but in the end they couldn't save her. As I sat there by her bed watching her sleep, she must have heard a tear roll down my cheek, 'cause that's when she said to me, I want you to smile and know you're not alone. Dry those little eyes, I'll be there when you come home. I'm always in your heart, even when we are apart. it's only for a while. It'll only be a while. So I want you to smile.
Choosing to use the next best thing to plan and win it.
Yeah, Roy Morgan and Sammy Kershaw right now. He drinks tequila, she swears in Spanish.
Everybody knows her, Little Miss Rosa, the queen of the trailer park. Well, she's a hot pepper and you'll never forget her if you ever let her break your heart.
Señor Jose works all day, sweating in the red hot sun. Row after row, everybody knows what they do when the weekend comes.
He drinks tequila and she talks dirty in Spanish. Him in his sombrero, her in her pretty pink jammies. They dance all night to the mariachi till there ain't nobody left standing. He drinks tequila and she talks dirty in Spanish.
Well, the music is blaring and the neighbors are staring. That whole dang trailer is rocking. Jose's a howling, that chihuahua is growling, and Rosie, she's peeling off her silk stockings.
You're so naughty, kiss my body, abrace mi fuerte. Ay, 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 un chico to darling noche.
And she talks dirty in Spanish. Him in his sombrero, her in her pretty pink jammies. They dance all night to the mariachi till there ain't nobody left standing.
What they do?
He drinks tequila and she talks dirty in Spanish. And she talks dirty in Spanish. Him in his sombrero, her in her pretty pink jammies. They dance all night to the mariachi till there ain't nobody left standing. He drinks tequila and she talks dirty in Spanish.
What they do?
He drinks tequila and she talks dirty in Spanish.
And coming up, this is for the ladies when you're ready to go out for a date. Lori Morgan with Something in Red, and then Lori Morgan with another one, Harper Valley PTA. That's an old hit from the 60s. I can't remember who did it, but here's Lori with Something in Red.
Looking for something in red, something that's shocking to turn someone's head. Strapless and sequined and cut down to fair, stockings and garters and lace underwear, the guaranteed number to and I commanded. I'm looking for something new. I'm looking for something in green, something to outdo next high school queen. Jealousy comes in the color of jade. Do you have some pumps and a purse in this shade? And a perfume that whispers, please come back to me. I'm looking for something in green. I'm looking for something in white, something that shimmers in soft candlelight. Everyone calls us the most perfect pair. Should I wear the veil or a rose in my hair? Well, the train must be long and the waist must be tight. I'm looking for something. For something in blue, something real tiny, the baby's brand new. He has his father's nose and his chin. We once were hot lovers, now we're more like friends. Don't tell me that's just what old married folk do. For something was
And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore a mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Mr. Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widdy Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you're sure she's had a little nip of gin. And you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. Well, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. Yes, she did. Thank you.
Kathy Mattea, take us to the top of the hour with Standing Knee Deep in a River, Drowning of Thirst, or Dying of Thirst. After that, Going Gone, and then maybe From a Distance if there's time.
Friends I could count on, I could count on one hand, with a leftover finger or two. I took them for granted, let them all slip away. Now where they are, I wish I knew. They roll by just like water, and I guess we never learn. Go through life parched and empty, standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst. Sometimes I remember sweethearts I've known. Some I've forgotten, I suppose. One or two still linger. Oh, and I wonder now why I ever let them go. They roll by. Guess we never learn. Go through life parched and empty, standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst. Sidewalk is crowded, the city goes by, and I rush through another day, and a world full of strangers turn their eyes to me, but I just look the other way. We're all by, just like water, and I guess we never.
Snow-capped mountains white. from a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to fly. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of home. It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, no diseases, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of home, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, I can't comprehend what all this war is for. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the hope of hope. It's the love of love. It's the heart of every man. It's the hope of hopes. It's the love of love. It's the song.